podcasting monthly from the shores of the Delaware River in Trenton, New Jersey. This is Tech NJ, powered by NJOIT, the New Jersey Office of Information Technology. Follow and listen to discussions on a variety of tech issues, trends, and topics with industry leaders and up-and-coming influencers to find where technology meets public service in New Jersey.
Hello, I'm John Silvestri, and welcome to a special episode of Tech NJ. We are on location at the annual New Jersey Digital Government Summit right here in Trenton. This two-day event is designed to spread best practices and spur innovation in the public sector. Some of the topics being discussed this year include reinventing the customer experience, the Internet of Things, cloud ecosystems, big data, security versus mobility, virtual reality, and many more. Earlier, I was lucky enough to talk to a group of participants. I asked them what they were hoping to take out of this year's summit. Here's what they had to say.
We are here to learn more about cloud. That's the buzz lately everywhere. So we just want to go and attend the cloud session that they have right now.
I look forward to every aspect of it, of mingling with the people and learning more about the new technology that's out there, as well as the keynote speakers, which are truly amazing. They come in here with such creativity and energy, and it's just wonderful to be an audience participant.
Yeah, I'm very busy at work, and I don't have a lot of time to explore technology or get out to events. It's very convenient for me here, coming across the street from the Department of Human Services, to come to this event every year. And for me, it's a way to recharge technically, you know, get some ideas. And the other thing I like about it, for me personally, is it allows me to interact a little bit longer and deeper with the vendors.
You know, it was a great opportunity to come out and see some of the speakers and hear them talking about just what's going on in technology today. Broniker Lee this morning, the keynote speaker, he was great, hacking the learning curve. It was very interesting, and some of the ways he was showing you to step outside of your box as a person in life. And in life, in how we are with our job here at OIT with information and technology. Because some of us are, you know, we're a little nervous to press the button still. And sometimes you're going to fail. I mean, he says it's okay that you fail. That's where you learn from.
So I work for Department of Children and Families. We have a lot of social workers, sort of deployed workforce going out in the field. And so we're looking for, we have some mobile solutions. And I'm just looking for that next phase. There's a variety of, vendors here that, you know, have solutions. So one of the main problems I have is I have to have a cellular connection. These are staff members who are out in the field. They need to be able to connect, you know, doing investigations for child abuse and neglect. They need to be able to connect back to our network and see, document their work or do lookups, things like that, which are, you know, on a closed network. And so seeing what options they have and the product that's coming out, you know, in a couple of days from Lenovo or, you know, from Dell, it's interesting to see what's you know, coming out and then sort of imagining, you know, how I'm going to work that into, you know, or advise people on how we might work that into our needs.
Well, I met some people from local government. And I actually had lunch with them. I also met vendors from Oracle, Avaya, and IBM while I was here too, so I got to talk with each of them about their products.
I enjoyed the keynote, especially the point that the speaker made about looking at changes as opportunities, looking at the ability to exercise either latent skills or build new skills. I thought that was a good point to make and one that I try to implement.
This is my first time, so I'm kind of exploring. I really liked the morning session that we had about hacking. There's a speaker. He was very good, very informative. I think I've learned a few things, and I'm looking forward to learn more.
I think it's a great event. I hope that the state keep hosting this. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for state government employees as well as vendors to get out and network, but I also think it's a great educational forum as well.
We also had the chance to sit down with the person who put this whole event together, Jack Mortimer of Government Technology Magazine. Jack, it's an honor to have you on the podcast.
It's great to be here.
So you're the one who organized all this. This is the NJ Digital Summit. This is your project.
True. I'm one of a team, but I am the conference director. We have a great team. Four of us are here actually working on the conference right now. We also have a great advisory board composed of mainly CIOs in state agencies, a lot of OIT personnel, and local government CIOs as well. And they advise us on what content is most needed and wanted, and then we craft a program around that.
How does a particular speaker or program make the cut
to get into the NJ Digital Summit?
Well, we have two planning meetings we hold here in Trenton. I don't live in New Jersey. I live in Florida, but I fly up here for the meetings. And you know, I grew up in a tri-state area, so I'm not unfamiliar. And we hold two planning meetings with the advisory board. And as we're deciding what topics to choose based on what's of most interest to the CIOs and what they feel their staff is most interested in as well, then we come up with the topics, the focus of those topics, the direction we want it to go, and then we brainstorm about possible speakers. Now, we take advantage of both private sector and public sector speakers because we found that audiences most prefer to attend a session that has both viewpoints, you know, private sector viewpoint and a public practitioner viewpoint as well. So usually we're able to find someone from a government or state and local government in New Jersey who can contribute to that topic, and we can often select from our industry sponsors who have expertise in that same topic. And that's like kind of an ideal composition of a session, is either a panel or speakers, is that some of both.
Is there anything in particular that you've looked forward to today, either meeting people, networking, a particular speaker or a particular topic?
We kicked off the summit with a great dynamic speaker named Bronkar Lee, whose topic was called Hacking the Learning Curve. And his mission is to kind of reignite passions for learning, how to help turn people into serial learners, he calls it, and also how to learn quickly and effectively and efficiently. He had a fantastic concept of how he doesn't look at things in terms of years or months or hours. It's all in minutes, and he logs his minutes and everything. It was a fascinating approach, and he had a book he's written about it, too. And that was our kickoff, so we all really look forward to that, and that was great. He plays musical instruments, does all sort of, shows all these different ways he learned something quickly. And that was the kickoff of the conference. Actually, I was following Dave Weinstein's opening remarks. He gave a State of the State address, which was excellent, by the way. And then we had the keynote speaker, and then we had networking break, then we had several educational sessions. And then after lunch, we had a panel on open data with some open data thought leaders. That was really, really good. And that's where we stand right now. We just finished a networking break, and now there's more educational sessions happening. Tomorrow morning, we have a keynote speaker to talk about communicating in a crisis. He says, and his subtitle of that session is 30 years of work destroyed in 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, the dread of every IT professional just to have all their data wiped out or ransomware or otherwise destroyed.
And how to prepare for that, because if you handle it wrong, it can become a newspaper scandal or it can become bad for morale or something. But if you're prepared, this is how we handle it, this is how we deal with it. You handle it quickly. And very often when you have a proper crisis plan, it's a non-event when these things happen. So it's remarkable how it can just die out and not be a problem. But you can handle it entirely wrong, which most people do. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow. That's the keynote.
The NJ Digital Summit is organized in part with Government Technology Magazine. What else does Government Technology Magazine provide? What kind of articles can I expect to see in there?
Well, GovTech, we call it for short, is totally geared towards state and local government, IT. Not federal, although federal people do read it too. But what we're trying to do is, you know, tell the story of what's happening out there in state and local government, IT-wise, share successes, problems, challenges, solutions, and just different news-worthy items. And we have our website, govtech.com, is very, very popular.
Is GovTech a monthly, a bi-monthly, bi-weekly?
It's a monthly magazine, but our website is updated daily, you know, multiple times a day. More and more, we're finding people are looking at it digitally or online rather than with a paper magazine, but we still send out an awful lot of paper magazines.
What should people attending the NJ Digital Summit, what do you want them to take away from the summit?
There's two things we really try to do with the summit. To get people away from their desks, offices, cubicles, whatever, take a breath, and really step back and look at what they're doing, what's coming, how they can prepare for it. And that the educational part of that, about what's ahead, is one of the two big things we're trying to accomplish. The second one is for people to get to know people that they don't talk to every day. I mean, they're able to share their challenges with others who are facing something similar, share ideas, solutions, and that's extremely effective. One county CIO told me once that a conference like this is worth 5 years of mistakes, and it's really true. Now, if you come here and just hang out with a person who has the desk next to you all the time, that's not going to happen. But if you make a little effort to talk to others and talk to the vendors, too, who are here, then you can almost surely recoup the day and a half you spend at the at the conference quite easily by just time savers and there's no need to keep reinventing the wheel.
Well, Jack, I know I've had an excellent time here at the NJ Digital Summit. I thank you for helping organize it. I will definitely check out govtech.com.
And I'd just like to give a shout out to OIT for all the, work and support they do. They've been fantastic and they've been great partners in the summit every year, and especially this year.
Thank you very much to Jack Mortimer of Government Technology Magazine for sitting down with us and for all of our guests on this episode of Tech NJ. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Tune in next time to hear from some of the presenters at the 2017 New Jersey Digital Government Summit. We'll be discussing a plethora of tech issues and trends, so be sure to check it out. If you have any comments or suggestions for us here at Tech NJ, please shoot us an email at podcast@tech.nj.gov. Thank you for listening to this special episode of Tech NJ. We'll catch you next time.